This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Fire officials still don't know what caused a residential building explosion in Denver Thursday night. At least 8 residents from the Baker neighborhood were displaced. One resident was taken to the hospital for minor injuries, and a dog was killed. Denver Fire's J.D. Chisholm says the entire building is destroyed.
Figuring out how to bring down that structure and how to clear out that rubble and debris has just got to be a step-by-step process, and so it'll take quite some time.
XL Energy plans to restore gas service to the neighborhood today. Fire officials don't believe other homes are in danger. Colorado lawmakers are reacting differently to President Biden's request for $40 billion in emergency funding. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The supplemental funding includes more than $24 billion to assist Ukraine, $12 billion for disaster relief, and $4 billion for border security. A spokesperson for Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says he supports the request to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia and to provide disaster assistance to Americans who need it. But some House Republicans have been critical of additional Ukraine funding, including Colorado's Lauren Boebert. Congress won't act on the request until it returns from August recess next month. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Smoke from 4 separate wildfires burning in southwestern Colorado could reach unhealthy levels today, especially for children, the elderly, and people with heart disease or respiratory illness. An air quality alert has been issued for central Gunnison County, Archuleta County, and the southern parts of Mineral and Hinsdale counties. If smoke becomes thick, health officials warn to stay inside. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.